You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good day. Let me tell you, post-traumatic winning weeks are the fucking best, man. They are. I mean, this week has been phenomenal. You talk about, I mean, I always say that cool on top of cool on top of cool. There's nothing like changing people's lives. And, I mean, the past 3 days have been amazing. I don't know if this thing is getting bigger, but I know more people have heard of it. I got an email tonight from a woman whose husband committed suicide. She didn't come to it, but she's had two friends tell her she needs to. And, are you going to be in the area? Are you still going to do it? I want to see it. I've been told I need to see it. And, I don't know how you rightly put into words what it's like to help people like that. But I only, you know, can say that, I mean, you're, your heart, you know, I mean, it grows and I mean, to me, I don't know how to describe it. Like it starts glowing, you know, because of what you feel. And, every day, you know, I get reminded of, you know, how much pain there is out there, how many people are isolated. It's pretty amazing stuff, pretty amazing stuff. And you know, the other thing that I get reminded of every day is how important it is to not be afraid to tell the truth, because it resonates, right? It absolutely, positively resonates. And then what it does is it gives them permission to, you know, tell you the truth back. And I mean, that's hugely, And what I find is, you know, they're desperately looking for some, I mean, if they'll come up and talk to a stranger, I'll tell you a story that I had a Marine contact me tonight. You know, could I talk to you? Sure. You know, my parents are both alcoholics. I joined the Marine Corps to get away from my family. And I was at your thing. And it felt like you were talking to me. And I have a 15-year-old sister. And she wants to go live with my aunt. I don't know what to do. We thought it would be easy, but it's not. Because my parents are standing in the way when they said they wouldn't. You know. And so, you know, you just have a conversation with somebody. You know, and you try to give them good advice and whatnot. But, I mean, it just, to me, it just reinforces why you tell the truth, why you're honest about the things that you fight. And so that you can come across as not a flawless person, but a person who has flaws, a flawed person, but you're a fighter. You know, and one of the things I say now in the presentation is, you know, the Marine Corps, and when I talk about adversity, the Marine Corps is not about being perfect. The Marine Corps is about the relentless pursuit of winning. And you can start out, and the requirement isn't perfection. The requirement is to win. So you can start out and be as fucked up as Hogan's Goat, but unfuck yourself and win. And so, you know, I try to, you know, when I talk to him, I try to personify that. But, I mean, it's just amazing. And I'll tell you what, it's so many people that lead fake it. And as a result, they don't get the opportunity to influence, you know, the people they lead because, you know, they won't let them in. And it's almost like if you're going to fake it, I'll fake it too. Today, the sergeant major that introduced it, you know, he was awesome. He was awesome. And, you know, and like, I mean, I tell it's so important to do what General Furness did. And he did, you know, he talked about, you know, being part of the march up, right? He was having marital problems. He married his high school sweetheart, right? You know, she was trying to divorce him. And he came home from that deployment or the next one. And there was he got called to the front of the plane when the plane landed. And he thought he was going to be on some working party. And instead, the LA County Sheriffs and the San Diego County Sheriffs were there. They served him with a protection order. He couldn't go see his kids, you know, and all this craziness, right? His wife had spent all his money. So he couldn't go buy clothes. He didn't have any civilian clothes other than some stupid stuff. He had stuff someplace. He said, I look like an idiot. And there was nothing I could do. I didn't have any money. And he stands up and tells the story. And then he tells a story about then his high school sweetheart, you know, becomes a stripper. And he looks at the Marines. He says, yeah, he said, I'm telling you, it's straight up Jerry Springer shit. And they're just looking at him and then, you know, they start laughing. But you can see, right, you can see that that's not what they expected to come out of his mouth. And you can see the raw power as he kind of changes in front of their eyes from this, you know, this sergeant major, right, this mythical feature in the Marine Corps, to a human being that's fought it, right? And then he talked about going back as an infantryman to Iraq to fight again, to not know if you're going to live. And then in your free time, this is what you have in your head. And he talked about how much he was hurting. And he talked about how important this stuff was. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, I wish there was a way that I could bring all of this to y'all, because you'd be addicted to watching it, because I am. And you know, so over the course of 3 days, I've done post-traumatic winning 7 times, and I only had to do it. I only did it once today, which is kind of a break, and then we did audio checks and video checks at New River, which is where we'll do it tomorrow, and then on Friday at Camp Lejeune, my oldest son's going to be in the audience on Friday. Yeah. Yeah. So excited for him to see. I don't know if he's seen the whole thing. He saw an abbreviated version of it in Quantico, but I don't think John's seen the whole thing. So I'll be exciting for me. So should I embarrass him? Come on, you got to, right? Don't you? I think I have to. And so, but I probably won't. But no, I mean, just the days are, and again, my sense is these things, this is getting bigger. Again, as its reputation is spread, I had another sergeant major come up to me and, you know, to talk to me about the statistics coming out of the 2nd Marine Division, which obviously people have heard about, which is good. Which means they'll open their door for this. And then, but the enthusiasm of the Marines is what, you know, has what, in my opinion, has grown as, and again, I said this yesterday, but when you have a warrant officer and a staff sergeant talking to you and I said, yeah, but it's too long. And they both looked at me and they said, no, it's not. And then the staff sergeant looks at me and says, what would you cut out? You can't cut anything out. And he said, the thing never plateaus. He said, I looked down at my watch. I couldn't believe how long we'd been here. He said, don't take anything out. He said, there's not one thing in that thing I tell you to take out. And you don't hear Marines say that very often. You don't hear Marines say anything. So I have to find a way to, at some point, capture this stuff so you all can participate in it. Because if you listen to this show on a regular basis, if you're listening to this, you've followed this a little bit. And I need to find a way to, you know, and I try to do it through the interviews. You know, the email I got tonight was from a woman whose husband committed suicide. And she said, I got told I need to come to this. I said, you better come to it. And you better come and introduce yourself. Right? And then I want you to come on All Marine Radio. I want you to tell your story. And, I want to know what you think about it and if there's ways that I can improve it. And it's just heady, you know, incredible stuff. And I wish I could find a way to close circuit it and stream it to everybody. You know, with a GoPro camera mounted in my forehead so you could experience what I experience on a daily basis, because honestly it's life-changing. You know, tonight, actually for dinner, my son had invited a couple of the lieutenants who were in his basic school company that he was a staff platoon commander. So he would have been their platoon commander. So he had a couple of them over for dinner. And they had both seen it a year ago. And we were talking about it. And I said, well, it's changed. It's more mature. It's better now. And one thing, though, that I have a tough time talk about is there's an audio cut. I played a couple of them yesterday, but one of them is Libby talking about the impact that this had on their family and how she that's when she told me, you don't understand what you did. But at the end of it, her voice changes. And I tell everybody before they listen to her, I want you to pay attention to the way her voice changes afterwards. And Libby talks about laying in bed as a mother and saying a prayer. Please God, help Luke. She said, and now I say a prayer. But you can hear the emotion in her voice. And now I say a prayer. God, thank you. Thank you. And I look at everybody and I say, I've given you every tool that you need to go do what I do. You know as much as I do, and all of this comes from our culture. And then I assign everybody two tasks during the 3 hours. The first task is download the 3 Goals and 10 Commandments to your phone. Forget about it. And I promise you, within a month, you'll use them to change somebody's life forever. I promise you. And then the second task comes at the end. I said, now you sat here for 3 years. You now know more than 99% of the population about what it is to live with trauma in your life. Now go change somebody's life. That's the second task. Okay? You have an obligation. And understanding this isn't enough. You got to put it into practice. You got to do it. Right? You got to do it. Our culture requires action, not talking. go change somebody's life. And so I use, at the end of it, I kind of tell everybody, this is how I discovered this, right? This is the woman who showed me how to get here, right? I was doing the work, and I was, my life was better. But when she told me the impact that it was having, and I began to understand what it was, what happened when you gave this to somebody else, the number of people that went with them, it changed the way I looked at all of this. And so I use her audio to set that discussion off right at the end. So, yeah, I've got to find a way to take everybody with me because it's just too good. I mean, if you could listen to it, you know, on a daily basis, you know, you would walk around with a glowing heart. You would walk around with a glowing heart because it is absolutely the most heady, wonderful experience ever. As people begin to see, like, there is a path for me, right? I'm not damaged and dysfunctional like people have told me, like I have felt. There is a place for me, and it's a good place. It's a great place, and there is a path for me that a lot of other people walk down. So, yeah, I have somehow or other got to solve that. Anyway, good Thursday morning to you. A little update from the post-traumatic winning event going on yesterday in Cherry Point. Today it'll be in New River as I get around the 2nd Marine Air Wing, my favorite air wing. Yeah. And then on Friday I'll spend the day with the 2nd Marine Division. So anyway, so good to be back here. And where I know so many people who have helped write the story of post-traumatic winning and the 2nd Marine Division putting up, you know, this statistic that opens so many doors to be able to hopefully change so many more lives. So it's very cool to be here. Jeff Kenney, Tim Lynch going to join me. We're going to talk about the Iranian quote-unquote retaliation. We'll talk about, get their thoughts on that. Do they believe that they meant to shoot into the dirt as to not further escalate this? Do they believe that the Iranians will execute hybrid warfare, some kind of irregular warfare, and believe that the President of the United States will not, if they do, say, look, we know that you sponsored that, so we're coming for you. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the downing of a Ukrainian, you know, airliner. What is that about? And the impact on that in all of this. We'll talk about, get their thoughts on the parliament, the resolution by the Iraqi parliament. We'll get their thoughts on statements by Muqtada al-Sadr calling for the removal of all foreign soldiers from the Iraqi soil. So we'll catch up with Jeff and Tim today. So a very good Thursday morning to you here on All Marine Radio. And the United States Marine Corps band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. We'll be right back. You're not supposed to have it on auto repeat. They're a stupid one. This is dedicated to a bunch of Marines who run around and make sure everything works when I do all post-traumatic winning. So this is dedicated to support Marines, 2nd Marine Division, Gunny and a Sergeant. And I truly appreciate all the help that you've been this week. So thank you very much. And this is... this is dedicated to you.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I'm not going to check weather right now. We'll check it after we take our break. So don't touch that dial. More of Auburn Radio coming up next. Right here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Carter Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Carter Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
I'm good. But I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good. But I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
How can you not love Junior Walker, man? I have no idea. That's awesome. Alright, so if you notice that my voice sounds a little different, it's because I recorded the first part last night. And I'm going to do the current temperatures, and my grandson is sleeping next door. So I'm going to shut up so I don't wake him up, because I'm a good grandpa. And I'm going to get out of the way so you can listen to Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenny, because I know that's a crowd pleaser. Anyway, current temperatures in Quantico, it's dark, clear, and 28. And it's about 6:32. Not about. It's exactly 6:32 a.m. on the east coast of the United States. So a few hours earlier, but still, these are cold temperatures. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. I'm a little bit south of that. Clear, dark, and 37. Marine Corps Base 29 Palms is clear, dark, and 42. And at Camp Pendleton, cloudy. Dark and 47. At Camp Smith in Hawaii, it is raining and 70 degrees, and they have 3 weather warnings, so we got to check that out, and we will. And there's a wind advisory, and then my guess is that small craft advisory and gale force advisory. Survey says high surf advisory, small craft advisory. See, I'm clairvoyant. Yeah, you like that, don't you? In Okinawa, Japan, it is dark, cloudy, and 62. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is clear, sunny, and 53. And in Iraq, it is cloudy and 60. At the corporate headquarters of All Marine Radio, I have to go back. It is cloudy and 53 today in Southern California. Looking for high of 63, tomorrow 68, and on Saturday when I go home, 66 degrees. That is a look at your weather here. And I was going to do news headlines, but I'm really not going to do that because I don't want to wake my grandson up. Yeah. How about that? I'll just give you a couple headlines in case you haven't been paying attention to the news. Top of the fold in Stars and Stripes today. Pentagon leaders say Iran missile attack was meant to kill American troops. I don't know. Then somebody better tell us the rest of the story, because with the sophistication of modern-day rocketry, unless you intercept it every rock, everything they shot at doesn't get touched. So, let's see. The president, in his statement yesterday, no Americans harmed by the attack, by the Iranian attack, which appears to be standing down. So, I guess we'll see. The top five stories in Early Bird today. Interesting times we live in. Interesting time. Number one, Iran says fierce attack has begun as rockets hit American bases with American troops. Number two, Esper doubles down on no withdrawal from Iraq, but here's how it could unfold. You know, the Chicken Little stuff, to me, I think there's an industry, almost a playbook, I would tell you, that goes along with, okay, somebody attacks the United States. These are the stories that you run in order to, you know, in order to facilitate, I won't say hysteria, but, you know, this thing. And one of them's, you know, write something about the draft. You know, you'll get a gazillion clicks on that, you know, and you've heard Alex Hollings talk about the necessity of clickbait in modern journalism, right? Drives numbers. That's why you see, you know, bikini pictures on websites that are news websites, because those things pad numbers. Anyway, and here's, you know, the story about us withdrawing from Iraq. Anybody who's serious knows that that isn't going to happen because the Iraqis can't allow that. All right, next story. Anyway. Next story, militias, U.S. sailor in Bahrain, legitimate targets after Soleimani slaying. And we talk about that too. So we talk about, you know, the probability of, you know, hybrid warfare, which the Iranians have been so good at. But again, the President of the United States, with his Vito Corleone statement, I don't believe in coincidences. My son hangs himself in a jail cell. If a cop shoots him, if he gets struck by a bolt of lightning, I'm coming for you. I'm not going for them. So, and we will hold you responsible for their actions. So you better rein their shit in, or we will rein your shit in. The fourth story in Stars and Stripes, in the top five today is new interactive map helps Blue Water Vietnam veterans locate ship position. Number five, meet the new boss. Moran named chairman of the Senate Veteran Committee. So Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas is now the Senate Veteran Committee chair. Headlines relative to the Iran confrontation. There's a ton of them. Not a ton. There's probably about 10 of them. No U.S. casualties, number one. Number two, killing of a general risk U.S. gains against the Islamic State. Nonsense. Trump boasts all is well after Iran rocket attack. Next one, controversial Iraqi cleric goes full Monty Python, tries to insult his way into the Trump-Iran fight, which is a good way to get into that fight, right? Insulting on social media. Report B-52s deployed to Diego Garcia amid Iran tensions. You've seen that all over. Next headline, Britain puts Middle East forces on high alert as U.S. and Iran trade threats. Next headline, DHS cyber agency releases advisories on Iranian threats. Next headline, how U.S. troops are preparing for the worst in the Middle East. So, anyway, those are your top headlines. We'll take a break. Jeff Kenny, Tim Lynch coming up next on a Thursday edition, coming to you live, well, kind of live, kind of recorded, but on site, from... Marine Corps Station, New River. Yeah. So, anyway, more of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.